Good evening and welcome to the Burnham and Crouch Town Council planning meeting, Tuesday the 1st of March. Members of the public and press are welcome to attend the meeting. Anyone so wishing must express their interest to join the meeting to the planning clerk by 9:30 on Monday 28th of February at the beginning, the latest. Planning clerk will keep a register of all attendees to allow for track and trace should the need arise. Right, do we have apologies for absence?
Councillor Bell, Councillor Sant, Councillor Morganson.
Thank you. Declarations of interest. All town councils have completed their statutory declarations of interest in accordance with the Localism Act 2011 and the Code of Conduct for Members adopted by the town council. Members are required to declare the existence and nature of any personal or prejudicial interests relating to items on the agenda having regard to the Code of Conduct for Members. Members are reminded that they are also required to declare interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Do we have any interests?
No.
Thank you. Can I remind members we are actually recording this session, so if you could speak clearly and slowly facing the microphone, it does help me later when I try and make things audible. Right, minutes. To confirm the minutes of the planning meeting held on 15th of February 2021. Is everybody happy? Thank you. I need to sign those, don't I, Joe?
Right, we do those at the main meeting.
Sorry?
We do those at the next main meeting.
Oh, right, right. I bought a pen on special. Right, the first application for planning consent. I've got some on my agenda. The town clerk will now gather herself together. We do have some applications for planning. The first one is MAL 21-01322, Mulberry Cottage, 58 High Street, Burnham on Crouch, Essex. Internal alterations of existing kitchen utility room to form single kitchen space involving removal of existing stud frame partition and installation of two number reclaimed oak posts to support existing exposed ceiling joists over expanded floor prior to installation of new kitchen fittings, appliances and equipment. This is a listed building consent. So I think in most cases we simply note this, unless anybody has any objections.
No, we didn't note.
Can we just note that as, just note that?
Must be grade one if they've applied for internal, I think.
I really wouldn't know. MAL 22-00118, 93 High Street, Burnham on Crouch, horse chestnut, repolished by 3 to 4 metres. Normally we refer, we say this is subject to the tree officer's approval. Thank you. And the same for TCA MAL 22-00119, Walnut Tree, 2 Chapel Road, Burnham and Crouch, felling the eucalyptus.
Noted.
Same, would note and agreed.
True.
Single story rear extension, 22-00120, 13 Chapel Road, Burnham and Crouch, members.
Haven't had this before?
Yeah, we agreed it.
Okay, is there anything?
Why did they refuse?
I'm not honestly sure, but when you read the design statement, which is probably available on the screen, they've revised the proposals to fit in more with what Walden had in mind.
Said,
yeah. And we did approve it last time as it was. Do members wish to see the design statement? Well, the detail of what they've changed is in the design statement, if I remember correctly. It now matches next door.
Why is that a bad thing then?
Sorry?
Why is that a bad thing that it matches next door?
It's not a bad thing. It didn't match next door. Was turned down. It now matches next door, so it's in keeping.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant it was turned down even though it matched next door.
Yeah, I'll say we agree.
Yeah.
So we have a motion to support from Councillor Coles.
Yes.
Seconded by Councillor Donnelly. And approved non-NEMCON. MAL 22-00222, land rear of Mill Farm, Stony Hills, Burnham on Crouch, proposed 4 new chalet-style bungalows. Members. I'm not aware of anything. We have this on the agenda in front of us.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything or not about it.
What do you mean?
It was mentioned on social media, something to do with the planning authority, that if we refuse, then we can be prosecuted.
I think that is, should we say, a moot point and not relevant to us, because we are merely consultees.
Yeah.
We are not approving or disproving it. What we are doing is giving a recommendation of whether we support or not. And in the past, we have not supported any development in Stony Hills due to access problems, overdevelopment, and various other problems such as access.
Then I propose we refuse on those same grounds once again.
I suppose what we really mean is we do not support this application.
Yes.
Thank you, members.
Sorry, can I just say it's overdevelopment?
Overdevelopment.
Access.
Access problems. We have a fairly sort of routine set of objections to Stony Hills, which are actually valid. We're not prejudging, because we're looking at every application in its own right, but they're all much the same. We have the same objections. Mal 22-00101, Murrayfields, Burnham Crouch, claim for a lawful development certificate for a proposed single-storey summer house for information only, presumably because it's permitted development. Agricultural Mal 22-00250, Coney Hall, Marsh Road, Burnham Crouch, prior notification for proposed grain store. For information only, this comes under agricultural buildings, so I think it's...
That's great, though, if there's that many moorings.
Sorry?
I think that would be a great asset to the town, wouldn't it?
I know the grain store we're on a bit.
Oh, I
would
have
been the same. Ah, no, we're coming on to Rice and Coles.
Oh, that's the one I mean.
Right. SCR MAL 22-00116, Rice and Coal, CN Boathouse, Belvedere Road, Burnham, confirming whether an environmental impact assessment is required for proposed new floating jetties via an extension to an existing floating walkway and jetties in the River Crouch to provide 48 new moorings for recreational use. This is only for information only, but I don't know whether any other members have been approached by the public. There is a rumour circulating that these will be used by houseboats. As far as I can see from the application itself, all they're asking for at the moment is an environmental whether they need an environmental impact assessment. I think they probably will, but they're not actually applying this for recreational boats only. Councillor Coles.
I will say there are planning notices up by the War Memorial for a jetty to be built for 4 or 6 new houseboats.
That is the confusion that's arising, yeah. Because that's actually Morden District Council putting a new jetty in where the small tanning is at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's a totally... different operation. The two issues have been conflated, and so somebody's read that they're going to be 48 houseboats on Rice and Coles, which is not true. Rice and Coles have got a lot of work to do, because they not only have to get permission from Morden District Council, they have to get permission from the Crouch Harbour Authority, they also have to get permission from the Marine Licensing Organisation. So this is really for information only. But if anybody does ask you about the new houseboats, please can you make sure that they know that it's the houseboats where they're replacing the small tanning, and that this is for jetties. It's a mini marina.
Yeah, that's how I saw it. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
I think that would be great.
Is that the Coles boat is?
Where they're proposing the jetty for the four houseboats, yes. Yeah. Rice and Coles.
Right, we have a list of decisions made by Morden District Council, which I think we simply just sort of note. Appeal decisions, no appeals, no appeal decisions. The next planning meeting is Tuesday the 15th of March at 7 p.m. And accordingly, I will bring the meeting to a close at 7:15.